MMT, not modern, not monetary, not a theory. Modern monetary theory, or MMT, has a new champion and a new Bible. Stephanie Kelton, an economics professor at SUNY Stony Brook in New York, is the author of The Deficit Myth, Modern Monetary Theory and the Birth of the People's Economy, available at Amazon. Professor Kelton was an advisor to the Bernie Sanders presidential campaigns, and her ideas increasingly find purchase with left progressives. It is certainly possible that she has a future either in a Biden administration or even on the Federal Reserve Board, which is a testament to how quickly our political and cultural landscape has shifted toward left progressivism. And left progressivism requires a new economics to provide intellectual cover for what is essentially a political argument for painless free stuff from government. Kelton's essential argument, first advanced by MMT guru Warren Mosler in the 1990s, is quite simple. Federal spending is unconstrained by revenue. Taxes function only to regulate demand and hence inflation. Federal borrowing functions only to regulate interest rates. Sovereign government treasuries can create and spend as much money as they like to stimulate growth, especially when the economy is underperforming. If inflation spikes, taxes can be imposed to take money out of the economy. Thus, in Kelton's view, the only constraints on unlimited government spending are political. Unleashing ourselves from these, quote, self-imposed constraints, as Mosler puts it, is purely a matter of political will. Revenue is irrelevant to how you fund a government, so why not use government to fund the economy as a whole? Now, I direct readers to Dr. Bob Murphy's recent substantive review of Kelton's book at Mises.org, as Bob does a thorough and effective job of debunking MMT and providing Austrian rebuttals to her claims regarding money, debt, and deficits. But I would like to make three quick points of my own. First, MMT is not modern. Kings have used seigniorage and currency debasement for centuries to fund their endeavors, always at the expense of their subjects. Two, MMT is not monetary. It is primarily a fiscal approach to state finance focused on tax policy as the economic accelerator and brake of the economy. Its roots predate the U.S. Central Bank, and in fact, predate our present notion of monetary policy. It finds origins in early 20th century Chartism, whose proponents opposed gold in favor of paper money issued by government and mandated as legal tender. It is also a genealogical heir to the greenbackers of the late 1800s, who believed Congress should direct the issuance of unbacked paper currency. Third, MMT is not a theory. It is simply accounting. In fact, it relies on an accounting subterfuge, which bizarrely claims government deficits represent private, i.e. societal surpluses. Because government is the font from which currency springs, all financial assets denominated in that currency of issue exist thanks to government. Thus, under Kelton's national accounting, the more government spends, the richer we, the people, get. When tax revenue is 100, but government spends 120, Americans are richer by $20, and so on. This is not a theory. This is accounting gimmickry, which almost purposely seems designed to obscure what's really going on. In the relentlessly circular world of MMT, government is the source of all finance and, in effect, all wealth. Taxpayers don't fund government because, after all, government first provides the tokens, the currency, taxpayers need to pay their IRS bills. Government funds taxpayers, which, broadly speaking, what the American left really believes. It's a version of Obama's "You Didn't Build That" written into policy. But let's not kid ourselves. The U.S. federal government already finances its operations, at least in part, in a manner similar to MMT. 2020 federal spending may exceed $8 trillion as Congress and the Trump administration blow the roof off the authorized $5 trillion budget with additional COVID relief bills. More than half of that amount, maybe as much as $4 trillion, will be deficit financed, which is a nice way of saying not financed by tax revenue. This is a first in American history, to put it mildly. This $4 trillion will not simply issue forth from the Treasury Department printing machines, as Kelton would prescribe, but the effect is the same. The Treasury issues debt to cover the shortage, which the public buys, implicitly understanding that the Fed will always provide a ready market for such debt. And where does the Fed get the money to buy treasuries? It creates it from nothing, in Keltonite fashion. Chicago school adherents, market monetarists, supply siders, NGDP targeters, and other free market proponents, frankly, don't have much to say about MMT. They already accept the premise of quote-unquote monetary policy, i.e. that government or central bank should issue and control money in society. They already accept treating the money supply and interest rates as forms of policy tools. They already accept deficits and taxes as methods to prime or slow the economy. So although they may object to how Ms. Kelton wants to use money politically, they can't much object to whether money is used politically. Now, Professor Kelton deserves credit for writing a book aimed at lay audiences instead of for her peers in academic economics. Unlike most of those peers, she seems genuinely interested in helping us understand how the world works. And unlike most left progressive academics, she also seems interested in helping average people improve their lot in life. Perhaps most importantly, she does not display the kind of contempt and anger toward red state America we see from the Paul Krugmans and Noah Smiths. It's easy for those of us of a free market bent to dismiss MMT out of hand, but the impulse to create something from nothing resides deep in the human psyche, and politics is where this impulse finds expression. We should not underestimate the allure of MMT in the midst of our current upheavals, because it appears to make possible every left progressive program: unlimited public works and federal jobs, useless and uneconomic green energy schemes, reparations for Black Americans, Medicare for all, free college, free housing, and a host of others. MMT is the perfect economic proposal for those who sincerely and deeply believe wealth simply exists in America and will continue to exist regardless of incentives. All we need to do is figure out how to more fairly divvy it up. So why not through government spending? The promise of something for nothing will never lose its luster. MMT should be viewed as a form of political propaganda rather than any kind of real economics or public policy. And like all propaganda, it must be fought with appeals to reality. MMT, where deficits don't matter, is an unreal place.
For more content like this, visit Mises.org.